All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, October 20th. First things first, let's talk about this. This is a super spicy tortilla chip, Carolina Reaper Sichuan Heat, like spiciest tortilla chip in the world. You can see like videos of people like eating it, right? And basically just their face is like melting off. It's like, it's pretty insane. So why do I bring this up? Well, a while back in the channel, in the community tab, I think not a while back, just last week, I asked the question, hey, you know, I've heard about this from my friends, my brother-in-law, should I eat one of these? Most people said yes. So here's what's going to happen. We know that today is kind of Pelosi's deadline, right, for the White House and Pelosi to reach a deal in order for a stimulus deal to be, or stimulus bill to be passed before the election. So here's what's going to happen. If Pelosi and Mnuchin do not reach a deal today, then I'm going to eat one of these bad boys tomorrow on the channel. In that fact pattern, I will be doing my normal stimulus update in the morning, and then later on in the day, I will be going live to eat one of these. So the time will be announced in my my stimulus update tomorrow. So I really hope Mnuchin and Pelosi reach a deal today, even though signs are not, it doesn't look like a slam dunk at all. We're going to get into it here. All right, so before we get into Mnuchin and Pelosi, let's talk about the unused CARES Act money. We know that the president, President Trump, at various times has expressed his desire to use unused CARES Act money for things like stimulus checks, for PPP. Larry Kudlow has hinted at the same thing. We know that the White House probably needs congressional approval to do so. In my September 5th update, however, I showed you the clip where Trump hinted that he thinks there's a theory out there that would let him use this money without congressional approval. This week, the Washington Post is reporting that White House officials, I didn't say who, but that certain White House officials attempted to spend unused CARES Act money without congressional approval, but were blocked by White House attorneys who said they could not do so legally. Okay? They don't say this, but come on, who would be behind trying to use this money ultimately right now? Who would be trying to do this, or at least telling people to seriously look into doing this? Trump, right? Trump. This wouldn't happen without Trump wanting to use the money. So it appears that in some way, shape, or form, Trump has attempted to use the unused CARES Act money without congressional approval, but was not able to do so, blocked by his own administration's attorneys. Of course, this isn't something he would probably want to publicize, and the Post sources here are obviously anonymous. All right. So on his stimulus negotiations between Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, we know that according to Pelosi, a deal has to be struck today between she and Mnuchin in order to get a stimulus bill passed before the election. Yesterday, Mnuchin and Pelosi spoke on the phone for almost an hour. Pelosi's spokesperson said that in this call, Mnuchin and Pelosi continued to narrow their differences and that Pelosi has instructed her House committee chairs to reconcile differences between their bill and the Republican proposal, with various staff members working around the clock. Nancy believes that by the end of the day today, Tuesday, we will know whether or not an agreement will be reached such that a stimulus bill can be passed before the election. Pelosi was talking to Joy Reid yesterday on MSNBC. She described Republicans a little bit differently than she has previously. She said that Republicans are finally, just in the past 24 hours, showing an indication that they are willing to, in Pelosi's mind, address the COVID-19 crisis and crush the virus. She and Mnuchin will speak again today, hopefully hammer out any remaining differences, right? It seems that at this point, they kind of agree on a top line, which some are saying is maybe in the $1.9 trillion range as of yesterday. If Mnuchin gives more ground to Pelosi, it could be even bigger than that, if they even reach a deal at all today. Now, let's say best case scenario. Not saying this is going to happen. I can't predict this. But best case scenario, let's say a deal is reached today. How would the Senate respond? Well, no surprise, right? We've been saying this for a while. Republican senators are not thrilled about Mnuchin making a deal with Pelosi. We know that many in the GOP Senate are displeased with Mnuchin for, in their mind, caving too often to Democratic wishes. The number two Republican Senator John Thune expressed yesterday that he thinks it will be difficult for enough Republicans to vote for a comprehensive stimulus bill in the neighborhood of $1.8, $1.92 trillion right now. He said, "I think we're going to have a hard time finding 13 votes for anything." Why 13 votes? Because there are currently 45 Democrats in the Senate and two independents who typically vote with Democrats. So that's 47 non-Republicans in the Senate, right? And in the Senate, you need 60 votes to avoid a filibuster and get to a floor vote, right? After which you needed a simple majority to pass. So Thune is assuming that all 47 non-Republicans in the Senate would vote for this comprehensive bill if a deal is struck. So he's saying, okay, beyond those 47 non-Republicans, you would need 13 Republicans to go for it in that scenario to reach 60 votes. And he thinks that would be tough. Trump said he will talk to John Thune about this. In terms of the opinions of other GOP senators, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin yesterday said that $1.8 trillion or more is way too high. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania said that legislation like this would divide Republicans. We know that McConnell this week is putting up more targeted measures, a standalone PPP bill to today, and a new skinny bill to the tune of $500 billion tomorrow. And it seems that Republican senators are more interested in these smaller pieces of legislation than in a comprehensive stimulus bill, the likes of which Steven Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi are currently negotiating. Now, with this lack of, shall we say, vision in the Senate, here's my concern. I think it's tough for a deal to get done before Election Day. I think I'm going to have to put one of these in my mouth tomorrow. I think that's fairly obvious at this point. Fine, okay. What if we wait? But here's the deal. If there is Republican support for a big bill in the Senate, most of it will come from Republican senators who are up for re-election right now in a tough race. They want to get something done because they want votes. They don't want to lose their job. Let's say a bill isn't passed before Election Day. Those Republican senators will probably get voted out. They're lame duck for the next 2 months, from November 3rd until January, when the new Senate comes in. It's my fear that those lame duck Republican senators who got voted out, they won't care anymore about stimulus throughout November and December, right before they leave office. And that will prevent all hopes of stimulus happening until 2021, right? And that is just too long for too many people. Look at the new lockdowns in Europe right now. It terrifies me to think what will happen to millions of Americans if we have something like that here, at least in some states and localities, without more help from the government throughout the rest of 2020. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. We anxiously wait to hear what will become of Speaker Pelosi's and Secretary Mnuchin's stimulus conversation today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.